San Antonio Sports Star Audio Vault is brought to you by AA Best Bail Bonds, 225-2121, or online at mybestbailbonds.com. This is R&R in the Morning on San Antonio Sports Star. ESPN 1250 and 103.3 FM. R&R gets you ready for tonight's game. The Shootaround.
R&R in the Morning. You are on San Antonio Sports Star. Our San Antonio Spurs sit comfortably in the play-in today. Funny. Hey, they got the Trailblazers in town. Let's talk about it. Carolina Teague joins us. As always, it is time for Shootaround.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is going to be a great game today. I'm so excited. The Trailblazers are the top team in the Western Conference to beat. They're number one. I just cannot believe that they have such a great record, and this is, you know, probably one of the best matchups for San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, for the Spurs, I got you.
Yeah, they're number one in the Western Conference. It's an April Fool's joke, guys.
Oh,
April Fool's.
That's right.
You really think I'm going to say that?
No. I knew where you.
We thought you were talking about if there's a team to play.
I thought
it's the Blazers.
There's a team to play who wants to be them.
Number one of the Western Conference. You know, I'm trying to get better with my April Fool's one-liners. They're not that great, so thank
yeah,
you
that
guys
one
for
fell
keeping
flat
up with me.
Yeah, the thing about the April Fool's is you have to feel like you've been fooled. And I was thinking, well, you're right. You're kind of – there's a team that the Spurs need to play. It's Portland. I just played them over anybody.
I was like, oh, you know what? She's right. If there's somebody to play, well, let's get into this thing, Pledge.
Fail.
Know yourself.
I was running through the six with my wife.
The Blazers in town. No significant injuries. Nothing more than we're accustomed to.
Well, Lonnie's back. He didn't play many minutes, so I think they're kind of easing him in. But it's really not much to get into other than if you go out and compete, if you go out half-heartedly and, like, try a little bit against Portland, they will promptly lay down at about the six-minute mark in the first quarter. So this just comes down to the Spurs coming out wanting to win. It's just actually wanting to win, and this should be a runaway.
Their high score the last time we played them was Drew Eubanks.
Oh.
I'd say that. No, he wasn't high score. Though he did go get 21 and went 10 of 12.
Yeah.
They're going to line up a host of G League types. They are skating toward the end of the season. Though, like we always say, what do we say? Franchises tank, players don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come ready to play. We got them last time. They're going to have to play us two games in a row. A little mini playoff, I guess, as we go home and home.
Carolina, if your buddy, Keldon, comes to play from the beginning of the season, we're not in panic mode right now. We're probably at eight if this version of Keldon that we've gotten over the last month was the Keldon. This Keldon shows up in November, December. Mm-hmm. We're not here right now. What took him so long?
I just think he's a young player. He's not in his prime yet. He's still working on his development, and it takes time. He's going to have those moments where he's inconsistent. And this season he had those moments. We saw them visibly. He's gotten consistently more minutes as the year's gone by, and he just needs to keep breaking his stride. And I think right now he's doing a great job and being consistent, so right. I want to see more of this Keldon. So, I mean, I think it's just been it's only a matter of time when we see Keldon hit his stride. And I always say this, and people never believe me, but I think Keldon one day will be an all-star. And it's not because he's my friend.
I think so, too.
I think it's
first
possible.
Of all, the people that are giving you kickback on that, I wouldn't talk basketball with them.
Yeah, they don't.
Why is that far-fetched? He was on Team USA. I know his coach was there, but Pop, that's
high
far-fetched.
School All-American.
That's not. Yeah, I mean, he went to
Kentucky.
Of course,
first round draft pick of the NBA. Yeah, I think there's a likelihood of him being an All-Star.
Who are you talking to that doesn't believe you? Stop talking to them.
They don't know
immediately.
Their now, this is who we expect. We know ourselves: DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker, Keldon Johnson, Keita Bates, Diop. Maybe.
Well, he was there.
Jakob Poeltl.
Only last time I saw Diop, his face was like, when he thought the Houston shot was going to go in. That's the last time I saw D-Hop.
I haven't seen him either, and I don't know where he's at. Yeah. I don't see any notes in regards to him, you know, coming today. But
I just relay what the gamblers tell me, lineups.com, through Ankita Bates-Diop. Though they've been mostly wrong most of the season. Maybe they were thinking it was Josh Richardson, but because that's the guy that I have enjoyed watching more than most over the last couple of days. So injuries, not so much. It's the same Spurs, and let's just hope they don't play down to the level of their competition, which is, let's know our enemy.
Know your enemy.
Now, this is from the reliable lineups.com, and it is only 8:36 in the blessed AM, but this is their crapshoot of a lineup. We think they're going to run with Brandon Williams.
Terry Porter.
Terry
Clyde
Porter.
Clyde Drexler. Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson going to show
Oden.
Up as yeah. Greg Oden will be there for just
Brandon Roy.
Oh, yeah. We can only hope. Instead, though, Keon Johnson, CJ Ellaby. Yes, CJ. Not that one, though. Greg Brown III. He of UT fame and Drew Eubanks will line up their starting lineup.
You know,
yes.
You know what used to make me really mad back in the day, because I'm a huge Jordan fan, and you know there's a lot of freaks that think Kobe's probably the best player of all time. But I'm just kidding, Rudy J. No, but Jordan's one of my favorite players of all time. But a lot of people like to compare him to LeBron, and they say that Jordan played against a lot of plumbers and carpenters. I think this game here is the perfect example of a team playing against lumberjacks and carpenters. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean, but there's nobody who's really an all-star on the Blazers team at the moment, with the exception of my friend Drew Eubanks.
Oh,
another April Fool's joke. It is April the 1st, by the way.
No, but I do think it is like a bunch of lumberjacks and carpenters, and I know that they're probably going to be developed, God bless them, in the future, but we don't know who any of these people are.
No.
And without Damian Lillard, they have not done a great job at all. They actually, there is one stat where they are pretty good, and they're one of the top 10 teams when it comes to creating points off of turnovers. So in order for the Spurs to beat the Trailblazers tonight, they need to eliminate their turnovers. They had a lot of turnovers in the Spurs versus Grizzlies game. So in order for them to maybe possibly stop that bleeding, they need to eliminate turnovers tonight against the Blazers. I think the Blazers could get them in that aspect.
Yeah, that goes to playing down to your comp.
I also think staying on Portland, this is starting to feel like Oklahoma City to me, and I'll say that because – I feel like Portland may really go to Dame this offseason and say, hey, we're going to totally blow this thing up. Would you like us to move you? Because Oklahoma did that with Westbrook. Mm-hmm. When they were finally going to say, hey, you know, we're about to stockpile 20 picks. Would you like us to move you? And Russell said, you know what? I appreciate y'all. Yes. And then he ended up going to Houston. I think they may explore that with Dame this summer. But when they traded away CJ, so, I mean, I know Dame has been the guy like, oh, no, I'm loyal, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. But loyalty has an expiration date when what's going on in Portland. So I think Portland may explore that trade if they can move his $50 million a year contract.
They'll be able to move it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like Damian Lillard deserves better. I've been saying that for the past 2 years. Yeah. He deserves a way better team with better pieces around him. And here's the thing about loyalty, and I think you and I can relate to this, Rudy J, because we're both cancers. So we're both very, very loyal, almost to a fault, where it's detrimental to us. I think this is the same thing with Damian Lillard. He has that same thing of loyalty, where he wants to stay somewhere no matter what. But that has been detrimental to his career and possibly getting the championship team. The Trailblazers team doesn't look good around him without him being in the picture. So if he has an opportunity to leave, he should leave.
Carolina Teague joins us for our shoot around every week. Let's look into the training room.
Nobody in there.
Inside the training room.
Anybody in there?
The guys that have been in there, they haven't left. So that's basically it. McBuckets is still rehabbing, returning. Romeo Langford continues to deal with a hammy.
Okay. Anybody else we should know about CT? Because I don't know. You don't have to name any Portland players. We don't know them anyway. Okay.
You're looking at the line. You might want to make some money. This is the biggest spread I've seen with the Spurs.
What do they got?
They're favored by 15.5, according to the line right now.
I'm not touching that.
That's a big old hunk of cheese.
What's the over-under?
Let's see. Let me see the line here. Over-under sits at 231 with the expectation the Spurs come in at 123. and the Portland Trailblazers come in at 107. I like the under here.
Miss Gambler, like, are you messing with the under, Miss Gambler?
I'm going to go with the under. I think the 123 is pretty high for the Spurs, and the Blazers, I really know their pattern right now, but given the fact that the San Antonio Spurs have been playing pretty decent defense, in a sense, I wouldn't say the best defense ever, I'm going to go with the under for this one. That's a pretty high number for me.
I'd be very curious to see what DeJounte's numbers look like. I like him tonight. I think he's going to have another game. I think he's going to close this season out averaging a triple-double.
I think he also likes being in the 30s. I think we may see his third game in a row dropping 30.
When we look at what they have done and we look at how where we sit at 10th in the play and where we are going to fight pretty much on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be.
This was tough, CT, because LeBron and AD are back. So these games become even more important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I haven't buried the Lakers like Rob and Pledge have.
Oh, they're done.
They lost against the Jazz yesterday. I was watching that game. And, yeah. And
there was no LeBron, Anthony no AD. Davis,
yeah, but I know. So when they come back in, it's going to probably be a problem. So. I don't know. I still think they have a tough schedule, so
they
I'm
do.
Still going to give it to the Spurs. But I want to see how AD and LeBron play together on the court and see how if their chemistry is still good. And
look at
if
Rob's face.
We've been saying
look
this
at Rob's
for
face.
A year.
We have been saying this for 80
see,
games.
God, just all we're just going to wait. We're just going to just going to keep waiting.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we
maybe
the, and
they did suck together though.
They did.
That's
just
saying.
It. I don't know what we're waiting to see. They come back, and if they're as good as they've been all year, they're still not going to the playoffs. So I don't get this. Only thing that can happen is the Spurs stumble.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really – it's going to be in their hands. And a game like tonight, Rudy, you said it at the beginning. When you're playing Portland, you put your foot on their throat in the first quarter and let them go away. They will quit. They will leave if you give them the door. Now, you got to give them the door, though. And
right.
The longer they hang around, that's when things get weird, and that's when the Spurs have their issues. They play down to their competition. Carolina, you brought it up. Watch those turnovers.
Right.
They feast on turnovers because half the time Portland's playing against backups. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of turnovers. It's like if you're a great team and you always have a lead, then they go back, well, your defense gave up a lot of passing yards. Well, hell, they were bound by 21 points out of the game. They had to throw. So
amen,
it's a
Rob.
False kind of narrative when you look at those turnovers. But when they do win, it is the turnovers that give them the ability to win.
Right.
So DeJounte and Lonnie and everybody, hold on to the damn ball, win by 20, and guess what? You'll get to watch the fourth quarter because Portland will be done.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say this when it comes to the long game, when it comes to Lakers and Spurs? I'm jumping back to that real quick.
No, go ahead.
In the long game, the Spurs are in a better position. They have multiple draft picks, and there was a great piece that came out about LeBron. Any team he goes to after 4 years,
yeah,
they are in a worse position after he leaves. So once LeBron decides to leave, because Bronny's going to be drafted, and LeBron already said wherever Bronny goes, he's going to, the Lakers are going to be in a worse position in the long game. So whether or not the Spurs make the playoffs, in the long run, the Lakers will be, I predict, in a worse position than the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. But it's still L.A. Is somebody going to land there that we don't expect?
Well,
there's a superstar that's going to be there
somebody.
In 2 years. It's L.A. I just think that the lure of the glamour and the everything and that the Lakers are, they're not going anywhere.
Also, lady and gents, 4 years ago, 2017, 2018, the worst three teams in the West were the Mavericks, the Grizzlies, and the Suns.
And where do they sit today?
2021, 2022, the top three teams are the Suns, the Grizzlies, and the Mavericks. The San Antonio Spurs are a brisket. Stop opening the grill. It's cooking. The temperature's set just fine. Give it time. This thing will turn around. Just 4 years ago, the top three teams in the West were the bottom three. It takes time. Now, the
they difference, did add a Luka.
Now
there
the
was
difference
a Luka
between those three,
there.
There's a Booker, there's a Luka, and there's a John. That's what we're looking for. But
so,
stop
yes.
opening the grill. It's a brisket. Be patient.
I agree, but. But also, not all briskets, like I've said before, they're not created equal. Not everybody can make the same brisket. Everybody thinks their brisket is the best. But when you try it, the tips aren't as good as the other man's tips. So whose brisket tastes the best? And I really hope it's the San Antonio Spurs. So I agree with you, Rudy J. Keep the grill closed. Let's slow cook this baby. And Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford, when we open up that grill, you better have the best damn brisket I've ever tasted in my life.
Well, I hope Tim Duncan's a part of
it. I wonder when lunch is going to be ready, because we might have hit the stall as we sit right now when it just kind of levels off and the true chefs have to take over. And Carolina Teague, always with Shooter on. A pleasure seeing you. Have a great weekend. It's Fiesta time, Spurs time, as they get the Trailblazers twice this weekend.
Yes.
Tonight and again on Sunday.
Much appreciated. NBA schedulers.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Carolina. Thanks for everything. Happy WrestleMania.
Oh, is it WrestleMania?
I guess so.